Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hasnal Bolkiah, at Bandar Seri Begawan. Says comprehensive discussions held to give strategic direction to India-Brunei partnership. Prime Minister reaches Singapore on the second leg of his visit. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Vishwa Shanti Buddh Vihar at Latur in Maharashtra. In Ukraine, several officials including cabinet members resign ahead of anticipated major reshuffle in the government. In Taipei Open Badminton Tournament, Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Shankar Subramanyam enter men's singles quarterfinals, and in Paris Paralympics, Indian athletes to appear in shooting, archery and powerlifting competitions today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Brunei's Sultan Haji Hasnal Bolkiah at Bandar Seri Begawan. The two leaders took stock of bilateral relations, including in areas of defence, trade and investment, energy, space technology, health and pharmaceuticals, capacity building, culture and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both the nations.
ये भी सुखद संयोग है कि इस वर्ष हम द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी की 40वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं। भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी और इंडो-पैसिफिक विजन में ब्रुनेई का महत्वपूर्ण साझेदार होना ये हमारे लिए उज्जवल भविष्य की गारंटी है। हम एक दूसरे की भावनाओं का सम्मान करते हैं। मुझे विश्वास है कि मेरी इस यात्रा से और हमारी चर्चाओं से आने वाले समय के लिए हमारे संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक दिशा मिलेगी।
The Prime Minister said it is also a happy coincidence that this year India-Brunei are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the bilateral partnership. He said India and Brunei have centuries-old cultural ties and the basis of the friendship is the great cultural tradition. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that he has the opportunity to visit Brunei at the beginning of his third term and to discuss the future with the Sultan.
2018 में हमारे गणतंत्र दिवस पर मुख्य अतिथि के रूप में आपकी भारत यात्रा की स्मृतियां आज भी भारत के लोग बहुत गौरव के साथ याद करते हैं। मुझे अत्यंत खुशी है कि मुझे अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल की शुरुआत में ही ब्रुनेई की यात्रा करने का और आपसे भविष्य के विषय में चर्चा करने का सौभाग्य मिला है।
India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhanced partnership level to further strengthen deepened relationship in all areas of mutual interest. Later in the banquet hosted by the Sultan of Brunei in his honour, Mr. Modi said, India and Brunei have decided to give strategic direction to their partnership and he and the Sultan had a comprehensive discussion on all aspects.
भारत और ब्रुनेई के बीच गहरे ऐतिहासिक और सांस्कृतिक संबंध है। इस साल हम अपने राजनीतिक संबंधों की 40वीं सालगिरह मना रहे हैं। इस अवसर पर हमने निर्णय लिया है कि अपने संबंधों को एनहांस पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देंगे। हमारी साझेदारी को स्ट्रेटेजिक दिशा देने के लिए हमने सभी पहलुओं पर व्यापक चर्चा की। हम आर्थिक, वैज्ञानिक और रणनीतिक क्षेत्रों में अपने सहयोग को मजबूत करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है।
Mr. Modi expressed happiness that the Indian community is making a positive contribution to the economy and society of Brunei. He said the inauguration of the Indian embassy has given the Indian community a permanent address. The Prime Minister said India has always given priority to ASEAN peace and will continue to do so.
भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी और इंडो पैसिफिक विजन में ब्रुनेई का महत्वपूर्ण साझेदार रहा। भारत हमेशा आसियान सेंट्रलिटी को प्राथमिकता देता आया है और आगे भी देता रहेगा। हम सहमत हैं इस क्षेत्र में कोड ऑफ कंडक्ट पर सहमति बने, हम विस्तारवाद नहीं विकासवाद की नीति का समर्थन करते हैं।
After the completion of his visit to Brunei, the Prime Minister has reached Singapore on the second leg of his two-nation tour. He is visiting Singapore at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The two leaders will review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Big investment has been announced by a leading Singapore group ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. The company will invest around 90,280 crore rupees in the next 4 years. In a social media post, the High Commissioner of Singapore in India, Simon Wong, said, "CapitaLand of Singapore, which is one of Asia's largest diversified real estate groups, has planned to more than double its funds under management in India." He expressed happiness that Singapore companies are doubling down on investments in India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated and dedicated to the nation the Vishwa Shanti Budh Vihar at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. The president also installed a statue of Gautam Budh inside the Vihar and paid tribute to Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar by offering flowers at his statue. The event included a traditional Budh worship ceremony. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Union Minister of State for Social Justice Ramdas Athawale, and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present on the occasion. The newly inaugurated Budh Vihar in Udgir is a replica of the Budh Vihar in Kalburgi, Karnataka. It is situated on a 15-hectare site and features a meditation centre that can accommodate 1,200 followers. The main entrance to the Vihar, inspired by the Sanchi Stoop in Bihar, has been designed to provide an impressive entryway to the premises. A memorandum of settlement will be signed among Centre, Tripura Government, representatives of National Liberation Front of Tripura and all Tripura Tiger Force in New Delhi today. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura Manik Saha and senior officials of Home Ministry and Tripura Government will also be present on the occasion. The Narendra Modi government has signed 12 important agreements so far to bring peace and prosperity in the northeast. Of them, 3 agreements are related to Tripura. Around 10,000 people have given up arms and joined the mainstream due to signing of several agreements by current government to make the northeast region free from extremism, violence and conflict. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oath to newly elected members of Rajya Sabha at the Parliament House. The members are BJP's Dharyashil Mohan Patil, elected from Maharashtra, Kiran Chaudhary from Haryana, Rameshwar Teli from Assam, George Kurian from Madhya Pradesh, Dr. Abhishek Manu Singhvi of the Indian National Congress representing Telangana also took oath today. Union Minister for Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy has said that the government is working towards making India a global hub for electric vehicles or EVs and committed to advancing the country's EV ecosystem. Addressing a national conference on electric mobility in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumaraswamy said that government's focus is to accelerate EV adoption in the country and achieve carbon emission net zero target by 2070. The theme of this conference was Building India, an Electric Mobility Hub for Viksit Bharat. In Nagaland, at least 6 people were killed in landslides on National Highway 29 that cut off capital Kohima from Dimapur, the commercial hub of the state, today. A portion of the highway also completely washed away due to the heavy rainfall last night. Speaking to Akashwani News, Kohima, Deputy Commissioner of Chumukodima, Polan John, said search and rescue operation is underway in search of missing persons. Mr. John also said due to heavy rainfall, several houses and hotels at the roadside were damaged. In Andhra Pradesh, Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the flood relief operations with state ministers and district collectors of flood-affected districts. He directed the officials to take up sanitation measures to clear the mud and debris from the flood-impacted houses. Briefing the media, Mr. Naidu said the state government will assist in reconstruction of damaged houses and coordinate with the insurance agencies for speedy disposal of insurance claims. The Chief Minister said that medical camps have been organized to prevent the spread of communicable diseases in the flood-affected areas. He said the state government will submit a detailed report on the flood damage to the central government for seeking financial assistance for rehabilitation measures. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Gujarat today. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, East Rajasthan, Northeast for next week. In some foreign news, in Ukraine, at least six officials, including members of the cabinet, have stepped down from their positions ahead of an anticipated major government reshuffle. Those who handed their resignations also include deputy prime ministers and the head of Ukraine's state property fund. One of the president's most senior aides, Rostislav Shurma, was also dismissed as per a presidential decree. The changes come as the parliamentary leader of the ruling Servant of the People party said half of the cabinet would be changed in a major government reshuffle this week. The switch-up comes as Ukraine continues to deal with the daily Russian bombardment of its cities and is struggling to hold back Moscow's gains in the east. In US, four Indians, including a woman, died in a tragic road accident involving five vehicles in Texas. The victims had connected through a carpooling app and were traveling to Bentonville in Arkansas during the Labor Day weekend. The crash led to a fire in the SUV they were in. The deceased have been identified as Aryan Raghunath Orampathy from Hyderabad, Farooq Sheikh, a friend of Aryan, Lokesh Palcharla, another Telugu speaker, and Darshini Vasudevan from Tamil Nadu. The identification of the victims was delayed due to the long weekend and the need for DNA fingerprinting using bone remnants to confirm their identities. On to sports. In badminton, India's Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Shankar Subramaniam reached the men's singles quarterfinals of the Taipei Open Badminton Tournament. Karunakaran defeated Kantaphon Wangcharoen of Thailand 24-22, 23-21. In another match, Subramaniam defeated his Finnish opponent Joachim Oldroff 21-12, 19-21, 21-11. In Paris Paralympics on day 7 today, Indian athletes to appear in shooting, archery and powerlifting competitions. In powerlifting, Paramjit Kumar will compete in men's 49-kilogram final. In shooting, Nihal Singh Rudransh Khandelwal will compete in mixed 50-meter pistol SH1 event. In archery, Harvinder Singh will face Sen Lung Hui of Taipei in men's individual recurve open round of 32. However, India's shot put throwers Sachin Khilari, Muhammad Yasir and Rohit Kumar bowed out of the medal contention after failing to cross the 15-metre mark. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty traded in the narrow range today with modest loss amid massive sell-off in global markets. BSE Sensex was trading down 284 points to 82,271 and Nifty 50 was at 25,180 with a fall of 100 points when reports last came in. In the broader market at BSE, the mid-cap index declined 0.34% while the small-cap index gained 0.36% when reports last came in. Oil prices slipped today, extending a plunge of more than 4% the previous day and hovering at their lowest since December. Oil prices are declining on expectations that a political dispute halting Libyan exports could be resolved and concerns over sluggish global demand. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Sultan of Brunei Haji Hasnel Bolkiah at Bandar Seri Begawan, says comprehensive discussions held to give strategic direction to India-Brunei partnership. Prime Minister reaches Singapore on the second leg of his visit. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates Vishwa Shanti Buddha Vihar at Latur in Maharashtra. In Ukraine, several officials, including cabinet members, resign ahead of anticipated major reshuffle in the government. In Taipei Open badminton tournament, Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Shankar Subramaniam enter men's singles quarterfinals. And with that, we end the midday news.